6 o'clock on Tuesday, October the 28th, 1975. For the first time, welcome to Radio Orwell.
That was John Jacob, chairman of Radio Orwell, and I'm Donald Brooks. You won't hear either of us or that magnificent version of the national anthem too often at 6 in the morning, but we're here today on a damp, foggy morning in the middle of Ipswich, along with all the Radio Orwell team. Many of them, in fact, have been here all night. And we're here to welcome you to Radio Orwell and to wish you the best of happy listening for many, many years to come. John, how does it feel after 5 years of planning to be sitting in your own studios broadcasting our own programmes?
Well, it's just great, Donald. 5 years is a hell of a long time, and as you well know, we've had to be very patient at times. But here we are, and it's a great thrill to be sitting among all this complex equipment, knowing that it all works and that our small team is all ready to go. Before I hand the microphone back to you, I want to give a very special welcome to all those who have tuned in specially to hear us this morning. I know we both hope to be with our audience for lifetimes to come and to form the very closest links with every section of the community. Thanks to you, Donald, as Managing Director. Everything's on top line and there's a great spirit in the air.
Well, there certainly is, John. And as the days go by, you, our listeners, will be meeting for the first time the many broadcasters who make up the team. Normally, the first voices you'll hear in the early morning will be those of Keith Rogers and Tim Ewart, bringing you music and news. Well, they're both here now, with Keith sitting in front of his battery of controls, ready to get Radio Orwell off to a flying start.
In town and village, Anglia Way, the nicest things happen to make your day. On Radio Orwell Stereo.
Good morning, this is Tim Ewart with Radio Orwell News. East Anglia has its first local radio station. After months of work on studios at Electric House in Ipswich, Radio Orwell, the smallest independent station in the country, is on the air. Radio Orwell Limited was formed 5 years ago, but it wasn't until February this year that the company won the franchise to run the Ipswich station. Since then, there's been non-stop preparation to get everything ready at Electric House. From now on, Orwell's programmes will begin at 6 o'clock in the morning on Monday to Saturday, 8 o'clock on Sunday. The station's output will be mainly music, but there'll be news bulletins on the hour every hour, extensive sports coverage, and a variety of discussion and magazine-type programmes. Radio Orwell is broadcasting on 257 metres in the medium wave, 97.1 VHF in stereo. With the Herrimer kidnap siege now in its second week, an Irishman has claimed... The weatherman says the fog will clear slowly, giving way to hazy sunshine later today. Maximum temperatures should reach 14 degrees centigrade. More news at 6:30.
Keith Rogers, Radio Orwell.
Yes, and a very good morning from me, Keith Rogers. I don't want to say very much today because I'm shaking like a proverbial jelly, to tell you the truth. Anyway, thanks very much to our chairman there, John Jacob, managing director, Donald Brooks, and of course our head of news, Tim Ewart. And a special thanks to you for dragging yourself out at this unearthly hour. I mean, it's shocking, isn't it? 6 minutes past six in the morning now. Now you know what I have to go through every day. I'll be with you right through until 10 o'clock today. And we're starting the programme off with something very appropriate. This is Gladys Knight and the Pips, the best thing that ever happened to me.